Historically, in the Mid-South, bollworm and tobacco budworm have been very important pests. They remain so today. These insects are very damaging. They can cause major economic losses to producers. Another cost associated with them is control costs, which was complicated with insecticide resistance in tobacco budworm. These were two major issues that producers have had to deal with in the past. The introduction of transgenic BT cotton, Monsanto's BoLGard, provided producers with a very effective tool in managing tobacco budworm. Since that introduction, the industry has continued to develop these technologies, specifically the ones that express two genes, to aid in resistance management and also to widen the spectrum of control for these technologies. With that in mind, I want to talk to you a little bit about managing heliothines in Mississippi with Vipcot and the wide strike technologies. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Angus Ketchot, Dr. Ryan Jackson, and Mr. John Smith. These studies were conducted in several areas in Mississippi. The Vipcot trials were conducted at the North Mississippi Research and Extension Center in Northeast Mississippi and at the USDA facility near Stoneville. The wide strike trials were conducted at the North Farm on the Mississippi State University campus. In all of these studies, fruiting structures, both squares and bowls, were examined at weekly intervals for evidence of bollworm tobacco budworm injury as well as the presence of larvae. Sampling was generally initiated during the second week of bloom and continued until cutout. This is some data from the North Mississippi Research and Extension Center. The next several slides follow a similar format with sample data along the x-axis and the cumulative number of damaged fruiting forms, in this case squares, along the y-axis. The yellow line represents the Vipcot technology, while the blue line represents the conventional cotton or cotton that does not express any insecticidal traits. Over this sampling period, the Vipcot plots had lower cumulative numbers of damaged squares compared to the conventional cotton. A similar trend was observed for damaged bolls. And at the end of sampling, there was approximately fourfold difference in cumulative number of damaged bolls. In the delta, similar results were observed with lower cumulative numbers of damaged squares observed in the Vipcot plots compared to the conventional cotton, and also with damaged bolls as well. It was interesting in this particular study at the end of sampling, the differences were approximately tenfold. Also in the Mississippi Delta, there was an infestation of soybean loopers in the study. The Vipcot plots had significantly fewer soybean looper larvae compared to the conventional cotton, with approximately a tenfold reduction. Also, on Mississippi State University farm, the wide strike technology was evaluated for bollworm and tobacco budworm management. The slides follow a format similar to the previous ones, except that the yellow line represents the wide strike technology, the white line represents BoLGard 2, and again the blue line represents conventional cotton that did not receive any insecticide applications. During the early portion of the sampling period, insect pressure was fairly low. However, infestations increased toward the end, with substantially higher numbers of damaged squares observed in the conventional cotton plots compared to the Y strike and Bolgar 2. Damaged bolls followed a similar trend with more damaged bolls observed in the conventional cotton plots compared to that observed in either the wide strike or the Bolgar 2. This next study is very similar to the previous one, with the exception a treatment of conventional cotton treated with foliar insecticides was added. There was very little difference in cumulative numbers of damaged squares in either of the conventional cotton treatments, either with or without foliar insecticides, and it was quite higher than that observed in either Bolgar 2 or wide strike. The addition or supplemental insecticide applications did reduce cumulative numbers of damaged bolls in the non-transgenic cotton, but the level of protection that was observed was not comparable to that for either wide strike or Bolgar 2. Within summary, the wide strike and Vipcock technologies did provide very good management of bollworm and tobacco budworm infestations. The infestations in these studies were primarily bollworm, but there was some tobacco budworm present. Vipcock did provide very good control of soybean looper also. I'd like to thank the Mississippi State University, the Extension Service of Mississippi State, Cotton Incorporated, Mississippi Cotton Producers, as well as Syngenta and Dow AgroSciences for their support. Thank you. If anyone has any questions, I'll do my best to address them.
Plenty of time for questions.
Yes, sir. I believe it was pyrethroid, three pyrethroid applications spaced approximately a week apart. Thank y'all for your attention.